We're going to learn Daf Nun Ches in Masechtas Yuma. We're in the middle of a sugya that the Gemara is discussing from as a continuation from Daf Nun Zayin and Mabez. The Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin had brought the Mishnah that said that the stage that they're up to is that the Kohen Gadol mixes the dam of the par together with the dam of the soyer. And the Gemara wants to understand, does that mean that they literally mix them together before the Kohen does the sprinkling, the Kohen Gadol does the sprinkling on the Mizbeach, meaning do we mix them together and we sprinkle as with one time and we get both the par and the sar together, or does it just mean that we have to do one of each and we do one set of sprinkling for the par and then one set of sprinkling for the sar? So the Gemara says like this, starting from the second line on top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbi Yosef, haloi kfar nemar achas." The pasuk that we're quoting, the idea that the Kohen Gadol has to do the sprinkling, says the word achas. So it sounds like he should be doing both the pyre and the sar together as in one shot, and it shouldn't be done separately. Amalei Rabbi Yonis, and so Rabbi Yonis answered, "Haloi kfar nemar midam hapar umidam hasar." But the pasuk also does indicate that we sprinkled separately from the dam hapar and from the dam hasar. So im kain loma nemar achas. So then, why does the pasuk say the word achas, which makes it sound like we would do everything together? Loi melucha, to teach you achas veloi shtayim midam hapar. Of course, you have to do them each separately, but the word achas is telling you that you only sprinkle it once from using the dam hapar. Achas veloi shtayim midam hasar, and also to tell us that you only sprinkle it once from the dam hasar, and you don't sprinkle twice from any one of the separate korbanos. But not to tell us that the two korbanos are combined and you only sprinkle the entire hazah as one. Tanya Duch, but we learned in another brayso, v'lokach midam hapar umidam hasoir. Pasuk seems to say that you took from the dam hapar and the dam hasoir. She'emu rovim zebazeh. So it sounds like that they should be mixed together, that you take them together and then you do the hazot. Atoim she'emu rovim zebazeh ayena ela mizeh b'fnei atzmai umizeh b'fnei atzmai. You're telling me that it means that they should be mixed together. Maybe it just means that you should take them, this one separately and that one separately, and they should remain separate. Tamad loimer achas. That's why the pasuk says one, that it really does get mixed together and you only do hazor with both of them combined. The stomach of Rabbi Yoshia, and that would come out like Rabbi Yoshia, the way the Gemara understood before that was Shitas Rabbi Yoshia, that in fact that you do combine the dam hasoir and the dam hapar together before you do the hazor, and then you do hazor from one time, and that is how the Torah wants you to do the hazor from the dam and the sar. Okay, new sugi, the Gemara now continues. Nasan es hamalei bereikon. The lashon of the Mishnah is that you take the empty basin, or rather the full basin, and you put it inside the empty basin of the dam. So we have to understand what do those words mean. So boy mine rami bar choma mir av chistos. Rami bar choma yes rav chistos. Niach mizrach betoich mizrach. V'kibo boyes hadam mahu. So now we're going to go back to a general question. If I took an empty basin and I put it inside another basin so that the Kohen who's actually going to do the Kabbalah Sadam is going to catch the dam from the Shechita is holding on to a kli, but he's not holding on to the kli that's actually catching the dam. He's holding on to a kli that's containing another kli, which the other kli is going to be the one that's going to be Mekabal the dam. Mau. Min b'mina choytas, do we say that even though they're both kelim and they're both the same material, even so that's a chatzitza, so there's a separation between the Kohen Gadol's hand, the Kohen, and this, it could be any Kohen really, the Kohen's hand and the kli that's catching the dam, so therefore it creates a chatzitza. Or maybe it's not a chatzitza because it's the same min anyway. It's as if he's holding the upper kli. So he answered. Remember, this was a question from Rav Chista. Rav Chista answered. Tanitu. We learned in the Mishnah. It says Nosan Asambali Berekan. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol used to take the full one and put it inside the empty one. My lav hoishet mizrak mole l'toich mizrak reikon. So we understand it literally that he used to take a kli that was full and put it inside a kli that was empty, and the Kohen Gadol used to do the avodah holding the empty kli which contained the full kli. So the Gemara says, "Loi, that's not really what the Mishnah means." Ira mizrak mole l'teich mizrak reikon. What it means to say is that no, he poured the full one. He poured the dam from the full one into an empty one, but he didn't physically take the kli itself and then place it inside an empty kli. The Reisha already says iradamapar l'toch damasar. The Reisha of the Mishnah already says that they used to mix the damapar into the damasar. So it already says that they mixed them, that they poured the dam into the other, and therefore these words over here must mean that they took the kli itself. The Gemara says no. Today la'arvan yafa yafa. Really, what the Mishnah is saying is that you then do it again, and then you take the full kli and pour it into an empty one, so that even though you already combined the dam, now pouring it a second time into an empty kli, that will really mix the blood well, so that the blood is mixed well. But not to say, again, it was never understood and never meant to mean that you should take an entire kli and put it inside another kli. So we don't really have a raya, because you can understand our Mishnah either way. Tosha Masa, I'll bring you a raya. Hoya oimed al gabe kli oy gabe regel chaveiroi posel. Mishnah says that if I was standing, if a kohen while doing the avoda, again this is talking about any kohen, while doing the avoda is standing on top of a kli, so he's not standing on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, so there's a chatzitza between the foot of the kohen gadol and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, or even if he's standing on the foot of his friend, it's posel. Now the foot of his friend is min b'mino, because it's the same as your foot, and even so it creates a separation. So we see min b'mino is choytzeitz. The Gemara answers shani regel deloy motzi mevatalei. Now normally you would say that if it's not a davar choshev, if it's not such an important thing by itself, that the fact that it doesn't create a chatzitza, because it's the same thing, it doesn't matter whether I'm holding this kli or that kli, it's the same thing. But by a foot, it does create a chatzitza, because the foot itself is something that you can't be mevatel. You don't say, it's not an important object. It has a chashivas unto itself, and therefore that alone creates that it can't be batel. So even if you do hold, generally speaking, min b'mino is batel, by a davar chashiv, it's something that you can't be mevatel. Like a foot, it's going to create a chatzitza. That's one version of the Gemara. So the Gemara really has never pushed at the question. It seems to indicate that the raya that the Gemara wants to bring is that it would create a chatzitza. It's although we don't have a raya. Now the Gemara has a different version. Ikeda amri hachi boy mine. What he really meant to ask is like this: derech shirus pekacha, ain't derech shirus pekacha. It's not a chatzitza issue. It's simply: is this proper? Is this appropriate? Is this the way we do avoda, to be doing avoda one kli inside of another kli? It's just simply: is that what the Torah intended when it wanted you to do the avoda? So Toshima, we'll bring you a raya. The Torah debate Rabbi Yishmael. We learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael as kol kli hashares asher yisharsu bam. Bakodesh. So the pasuk says, whatever kli that you're going to use is going to create kedusha. Shnei kelim v'shiras achas. But the lashon of the pasuk is kli hashares, which is a plural. And for yishar subam, you're going to do the avoda. It's only one avoda. So we see that you're using two kelim to do one avoda. So that seems to be a raya that even though it's you wouldn't typically find it, but if it's all for the purpose of doing one avoda, the fact that there are two kelim over here doing the same thing, that's not going to interfere, and you'll be able to do the avoda this way. So if the question is it a proper way to do avoda? The answer is yes. If the question is whether it creates a chatzitza, so the answer is we don't know. If anything, maybe it does create a chatzitza. So the Gemara asks it both ways and has an answer only to one way. Now the Gemara asks another question. Once we're on the topic of chatzitza, so Rav Barchomer Rav Chista, so Rav Barchomer asks Rav Chista another question. Hiniach siv betoich hamizrach v'kibul bayas adam mahu. A siv is usually a vine or something a branch that grows around a palm tree, and you take that branch, that vine, and you put it inside a kli, so that the dam that you're catching inside the classic kli, you have an entire kli, and then you have like this vine that's wrapping itself around inside. So the dam is not necessarily hitting the walls of the kli, because there's an interruption, there's a protection between the kli and the dam with this vine.
Inside or outside?
The vine is inside. So it's creating a separation between the dam that you're doing the Kabbalah with, the dam, and the kli itself. The question is, does that vine create a chatzitza? Now, even though you have a vine in there, and you have this reed, or however you visualize it, the thing is that it's not an entire kli itself. There are gaps, there are holes, so the dam is getting through. So the question is, does that create a chatzitza? Do we say, min b'she'ina mina chaytzitz? Now, certainly the vine is a different material than the kli itself, which is earthenware or something else, so it doesn't create a chatzitza because it's something else. Does it create a chatzitza? Maybe it doesn't create a chatzitza. So we say, kiven the mechalchel loy chayetz, and since mechalchel is that it has holes, that it's loose, and therefore the dam can get in between the vine and the kli itself, so it's not going to be a problem, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Or maybe, no, the fact that it does create some level of interruption, it does create a chatzitza. So that was his question. Amar Leh, so Rav Chista answered him, Tanino, we have a brisa like this, because it says, Zoylef v'hoylech ad shemagia l'svug. Now, in the Masechta's part, it's talking about over there, how you collect the water that you're eventually going to use to combine with the ashes for the Parah Aduma. So the thing is like this. It says Mayim Chaim El Keli. The water has to go directly into the Kli to be used for the Parah Aduma. And here the case is, it's an interesting case. There's some sort of sponge inside the trough. The water is running directly into a trough along the river that the animals are going to drink from, and there's a sponge inside that trough. But on the other hand, there is the sponge doesn't take up the entire trough. The sponge is just in one area, and the water is running freely in the other areas of the trough. So the Gemara over there says you're allowed to pour out from the trough into your kli for the purposes of using it in the Parah Aduma. You can pour it until you get to the sponge. The water that's in the sponge is no longer Mayim Chaim. It's no longer fresh water because it's absorbed into something else. But the rest of the water is okay. So what do we see? So we see that the water that's in the sponge is a problem. So it does create a chatzitza. So the Gemara answers, the rest of the water that went through is not going to be a problem. So we see that it doesn't create a chatzitza, even though there's a sponge in between the water and the kli. It's still considered as if the water is inside the kli, even though there's a sponge in between. So the Gemara answers, Shani Maya de Kolish. He says, water is very loose. As we know, water, what we say, blood is, where has the water, the expression go? Blood is thicker than water, right? So the blood is thicker, so therefore the fact that won't run through the vine the same way the water runs through a sponge. So even though for the purposes of the Mayim Chaim, for the Parah Aduma, the sponge really doesn't create that much of an interruption. You can't use the water that's in the sponge, but the water that ran straight through is not going to be a problem. But that's because the water is loose. Water is less dense and therefore could run through. But the blood is much thicker, therefore it's going to be considered an interruption if there's something in between the kli and the dam. Ikadamri, but there's another version, Ikadamri Hochi Pashit Lay. No, he actually answered the question like this. Bedam kosher. Bedam, when you're dealing with blood, it's also not a problem because the blood does circulate and it can get in between the vine and the kli so that there's no interference between the dam and the kli. However, b'koymitz pasal. Koymitz, after koyin does kmitza, he has to then take the flour and put it into a kli, which also creates the kedusha. That, when you're dealing with a solid that has a solid interrupting between the koymitz and the kli, that's going to be a problem. So we now make a distinction, even though we said that, you're right, water is certainly less dense than dam, but relatively speaking, dam is a liquid that could move around versus a koymitz, which is a solid, which is going to be a creation, which is going to be a chatzitza, because that, whatever the vine is blocking, is literally going to block. And that seems to be the most, at least according to this version of the Gemara, that's the most common of the Gemara. Fine. All right, now the Mishnah continues on Nun Chesem Abayis. The Mishnah says, "V'yotzei al mizbeach." Continuing with the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it says, "V'yotzei al mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem." Now the Kohen Gadol goes out to the Mizbeach HaPnimi to do the sprinkling that we're going to do on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Lifnei Hashem, we're going to darshan that in a minute, which is the golden Mizbeach inside the Heichel. Hizchul Mechate V'yoyrid, the Kohen Gadol smears the dam on from up to down on the Mizbeach. Mehechen U'maschel, now which corner does he start from? Mikarim Mizrach HaSponish. Now the way to visualize this, just so that you can follow along, is visualize the Gemara conveniently. The shape of the Gemara itself inside the Rashi is a square. Now visualize where you're sitting in front of your Gemara is the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashi on top is the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Gemara itself, the shape of the Gemara itself is the Mizbeach. Okay, just so that you can visualize where we're talking about. So if that's the case, where I'm standing to my right is north, directly in front of me is west. Okay, the little bit opposite of the way we're used to seeing things. But that will help you now visualize. We can now point out where we are on the Mizbeach. So, Mehechan U'maschel, where does he start from? Mikar Mizrachis Sefonis. He starts from the northeast corner. Northeast corner would be the bottom right-hand corner of your Gemara. Sefonis Maravis. So start from the northeast corner, then Tzfanis Maravis, then you move from northeast, you move counterclockwise to the top of the Gemara, to the northwest. Maravis Deraimis, then you move to the left, to the southwest, and Deraimis Mizrachis, eventually you make your way all the way around to the bottom, to the southeast. The place that he would start sprinkling on the Mizbech, if he was doing on a regular carbon, on the Mizbech HaChitzon, Misham Hu Goymer, on Mizbech HaPnimi, that's where the Kohen Gadol finishes doing the sprinkling for on the Mizbech HaPnimi, which means he stops where he finishes on the southeast. That's the Tanakh Mishita. Rabbi Lozer Oimer b'Kaimai Haya Oimed. He actually stood in one place, Umechate, and that's where he shmirs the dam on the mizbeach. Now, typically, the way the Kohen Gadol shmirs the dam is starting from the bottom of the mizbeach and works his way up. Chutz mizu, shayisu lefanov, except for the particular mizbeach that he, the particular corner that he's standing in front of, shayinoisim milamala lamata, that he used to start from the upper portion of the mizbeach and work his way down when he's smearing the blood. And as the Gemara will explain, because if he went from down up, as he moved his hand upward, the dam would drip down his hand and get his begodim dirty. Now, he's al tayrei shemizbech. The next thing the Kohen Gadol does is he actually does the sprinkling, the hazaz, on the, well, we'll see in the Gemara whether it means the top of the mizbech or the middle of the mizbech, but then he does the sprinkling on the tayrei shemizbech. Sheva pamim, and he sprinkles over there 7 times. V'shiyori adam, and whatever's left over at the end, ha'yishayfech ha'yisoid ma'rovi shemizbech ha'chitzon. He takes that and he spills that into one of the holes in the yisoid of the mizbech, on the outside mizbech. Remember, till now he's sprinkling on the inside mizbech. He takes that to the outside mizbech and he pours it in the hole on the western side. So as he's walking out, so the western side is actually around the corner towards the entrance of the Beis Hamikdash. B'sham mizbech achitzayin, and after he finishes doing the sprinkling of the dam on the mizbech achitzayin, in that case, is not necessarily on Yom Kippur, but in general, when he finishes sprinkling the dam on the mizbech achitzayin, he would take that dam and pour it on the yisoid on the south side, which is the left side of the mizbech. Elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama, but whichever hole you use on the yisoid gets mixed together with the ama, the stream that used to run through the Beis HaMikdash, the Yotzel Nachal Kidroin, which eventually runs into the valley outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Nachal Kidroin, and then they used to sell that water to the gardeners over there, Lezavel, as fertilizer, because the dam was a good fertilizer. And if the gardeners do not pay for it, and they use it, that would be Me'ilo, because you can't benefit from the Beis HaMikdash without paying for it. All right. So the Gemara says, the Gemara now continues after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, the Yotza al Mizbeach. So it says that the Kohen Gadol, after he finishes sprinkling on the Pareiches, that he would walk out to the Mizbeach. Ma Tamad Loimer, why does the Pasuk have to tell us that he goes to the Mizbeach? Omer Rav Nechemya Lefisha Matzina V'Par HaBaal Kol HaMitzvahs, because we find by the Par Halam Dover that when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah of the year, Shekohen Oimed, or the Kohen, whoever's doing the Avodah, Oimed Chutz LeMizbeach U'Mazeh, that he goes and he moves himself beyond the Mizbeach, and from there he sprinkles U'Mazeh Al HaPareiches B'Shashahu U'Mazeh, while he's doing the sprinkling. So we see that he moves between, you have to visualize that the area from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the Pareiches is considered its own area. The Kohen, when he does the Avodah, will remove himself from that entire area, and then he would first sprinkle towards the Pareiches. So Yochel Avzeh Kain, you might think that on Yom Kippur also, when the Kohen Gadol moves to do the Avodah, to do the sprinkling on the Pareiches, he would have to move beyond the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then from there try to sprinkle towards the Pareiches. Talmud Loimer, that's why the Pasuk says, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach, that no, after he finishes sprinkling on the Pareiches, that's when he first moves outside to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Heichon haya, lefnim min ha-mizbeach, because where was he? He was in front of the Mizbeach, and that's why the Pasuk has to make the point of saying that now, for the first time, he's moving beyond the Mizbeach. Tanya Idach, similarly to where the combination of how we figure this out is from this other Braisa, because it says, lefnei Hashem, that the Mizbeach, this is actually talking about by the Par Halam Dover, that the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem. Ma Talmud Loimer, why does the Pasuk have to add that the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem? So Amar Rav Nechemya, because Rav Nechemya says the other way around. Lefisham Asina B'par V'sar Shal Yoyim HaKippurim, since we see that on Yom Kippur, Shekoyen Oimid Lefnim Min HaMizbeach U'Mazeh Al HaPareiches, that the Kohen Gadol is actually standing in between, further in, from the Mizbech towards the Pareiches, Beshashahu Mazed, while he's sprinkling on the Pareiches. Yochalav Zeken, you might think by the Para Edo, that he also has to be standing beyond, between the Mizbech and the Pareiches, Tamad Loimer, that's why the Pasuk has to say, Mizbech Keteres Hasamim Lifnei Hashem, Asher Ba'oil Moyed. That the Mizbech is Lifnei Hashem. We dash Mizbech Lifnei Hashem, Vein Koin Lifnei Hashem, by the Parah Amdavar, by the Parah Edo, that the Mizbech is in front of Hashem, meaning the Mizbech is in front of the Pareches, but not the Koin. The Koin himself is beyond that. HaKeitzad, Oymed Chutz Mizbech Umazah, that the Koin has to stand behind the Mizbeach, and from there he sprinkles. So that's a major difference between when you have the Par HaEdo and the Par on Yom Kippur, or in the Sar on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol stands when he does the sprinkling. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol stands right in front of the Pareches, but for the other Korbanos that require sprinkling on the Pareches, the Kohen Gadol has to first move beyond the Mizbeach, and then from there sprinkle towards in the direction of the Pareches. Okay, then one of the other things is Hischil Mechatav Yari, the Kohen Gadol, when he's smearing the dam on the Mizbeach, he starts from the top and moves down. Tana Rabbana, Hischil Mechatav Yared, he starts smearing from the top part of the Mizbeach down. Mehechan Haya Maskil, which corner does he start from? Mikarem Mizrachas Doraimis, again, from the east, southeast corner. Remember, using our example, the illustration of our Gemaras, the southeast corner would be the bottom left corner. Doraimis Marovis, then moving clockwise, he moves to the upper corner, which is the southwest corner. Marovis Tzvainis, then the northwest corner, Tzvainis Mizrachas, and then back down to the right-hand corner, to the northeast corner. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's Shito, which would be similar to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, now this is important to remember, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like the Tanakama of our Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Oimer Mikarem Mizrachas Tzvanis, you start from the northeast, which is the bottom right-hand corner, Tzvanis Marovis, then you move to the upper right-hand corner, which is the northwest, Marovis Deroimis, then across the side to the southwest, Deroimis Mizrachas, and then back down to the southeast. Mokoim Shrabi Yosi Aglili Maskel, so where Rabbi Yosi Aglili starts, which is the northeast, Sham Rabbi Akiva Poisek, that's where Rabbi Akiva stops, because he stops on the northeast corner. Mokoim Shrabi Akiva Maskel, and the place where Rabbi Akiva starts, which is the southeast corner, Sham Rabbi Yosi Aglili Poisek, that's where Rabbi Yosi Aglili stops. Okay, so it's a question of where you start, where you stop, and which direction you go in. Dekule Alma Mia Bahu Karen de Pogabaresha Loy Ovid. Everybody agrees that the corner that you stop at first, or that you meet first, you do not do the Avodah, because you have to remember, again, using our illustration of the Mizbeach and imagining that the Kodesh Kedoshim is the Rashi on the top of the Yomid, so then the Kohen, as we just finished saying, the Kohen is standing right in front of the Pareches, so he's coming out towards the Mizbeach. So the first corners that he would meet, whether it's south or north, would be on the upper corner. And we said, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, both start on the bottom corner, on the northeast or the southeast. So they don't do the Avodah right away at the first corner that they meet. So, my taima, why not? Amar Shmuel, the Amar Krokus, the pasuk says v'yotza el hamizbeach, and he goes out to the mizbeach. So we darshan that to mean ad nofek mikula mizbeach, until he leaves the area of the mizbeach. He has to go beyond the mizbeach, and then he goes back to do the avoda the first place that he meets. But that's after he already went beyond the mizbeach. Okay, now so the Gemara says v'le Rabbi Akiva nakif derech yamin. So, let's say Rabbi Akiva, if you notice, he started from the southeast corner and went counterclockwise. So that's not what we typically visualize as going to the right. We always consider Rabbi Akiva goes clockwise. We always visualize going counterclockwise as considered going to the right. So, Lemo but the Rami Bar Yecheskel Kamifugi. So maybe he argues on that whole Yusayd of Rami Bar Yecheskel, the Amar Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yamsha, so Shlemo, the water pool that Shlemo Melech made as a reservoir for the Beis HaMikdash, Oymed al Shnei Moser Bokar was established on the shapes of 12 cattle. Shloish Shapanim Sefina, three of them are facing north. Shloish Shapanim Yama, then three of them are facing west. Now notice which direction we are moving here. We are moving, according to some of Farshim, this is how some learn it out, that it's the direction, the order in which the Bryce over here lists how they are established. Then we go from north to west, which is counterclockwise. V'shloish upanim negva, and then three are south. Three of the cows are facing south. V'shloish upanim mizracha, and three of them are facing east. V'hayam aleim, and then the water, the reservoir, is on top of them. Milamalo. V'chol acharein besa, and all the cows are facing back. Holamadata. So this teaches us, by the way, that Shlomo Melech set up the reservoir over there. Shekol pinashat apanim lo yeh elo derech yamin lemizrach. That the way the Kohen Gadol walk, whenever a Kohen walks around, it should always be further going to the right, meaning counterclockwise. So, meaning when you're looking at a direction,
what would be your next step? If you're facing that direction, your next step would be to the right. That's what it means, that every time you turn, it should be turning to the right. Even though as you go around, you're actually making a left turn to do that. But it means to the right because you're moving to your right to make that next turn. Now, Rashi says that we're not goyris the word lemizrach over here, because the word lemizrach really only applies when you're on top of the mizbeach itself, and then your first right turn will actually be in the direction of east. Because as you go up the ramp, you're going up the ramp from the south to the north, and if you make your first right turn from the south to the north, your first right turn will be east. If you can visualize what it looked like in the Beis HaMikdash. In any event, for purposes of establishing how the Yam Shel Shleima worked and the direction that the Kohen Gadol was working when he did the Mizbeach, when he sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the word Mizrach doesn't apply over here because Mizrach is not the first direction that he goes. In any event, Rashi says, since that's usually the way the Gemara quotes it, so it quotes it over here that way also, even though the word LeMizrach is not relevant. In any event, what do we see? Mar Islay de Rami Bar Yecheskel, Umar Leslay Rami Bar Yecheskel. So it must be that the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Agli, depending on which direction you work around the Mizbeach, must be contingent or dependent on whether you hold the Rami Bar Yecheskel, that every time you turn, it has to be turning to the right. So the Gemara says, "Loi, dekulei yama yisla de Rami Bar Yecheskel." Everybody agrees we always hold like Rami Bar Yecheskel, which means we normally go to the right. So then, what's the machlekes over here, and how does it sprinkle the dam? B'ha'cha, b'ha'cha miflugi. They're arguing on a different point. Marsav yafina pnim michutz, and marsav lo yafina pnim michutz. That, where Rabbi Bar Yecheskel establishes halacha that we go to the right, it's only on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Here, we're talking about sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So since it's the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so therefore we don't necessarily have to do it exactly the same way. So that's why Rabbi Yossi Agli was able to say you can go around, actually it's Rabbi Akiva that says you can go around the other way because it's not the same as the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now, just so that you understand, because this is an obvious question, just because it's not the same as the Mizbeach HaChitzon, why does Rabbi Akiva choose to dafka go the opposite of the Mizbeach? Fine, it doesn't have to be the same, but why should dafka be different? So the pshat, I think the Seich Yitzchak is masbir, that pshat is like this, because as we're going to learn later, that the Kohen has to really, the first corner that the Kohen Gadol really meets is the southwest corner. And then as he walks past the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the next corner where he's going to start from is the southeast corner. So since the goal is really to get to the southwest corner as quickly as possible, and now he's standing on the southeast, his best option is to go from southeast to southwest, which will take him clockwise, which is the opposite of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So it's a combination. First of all, it's not the same as the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so I have no obligation to go in the same direction. And on top of that, it actually makes sense that I bedafka have to go in the wrong direction because I have to go to the first corner that I can get to, which is the southwest corner, and then there, and that takes me around the Mizbeach the wrong way. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, nehi delo yalef pnim michutz. So, if so, as the Gemara itself asks, even if he doesn't learn that the Mizbeach HaChitzon is the same as the Mizbeach HaPnimi, iboy hachinavid, iboy hachinavid. So he should be able to do either one. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, my dinaba who karen the paga bereisha, but who avid bereisha. So I agree that the first corner that you met should be the one that you should be doing the hazos on first. And therefore, again, as we just explained, that's why we dafka make a point of Rabbi Akiva says I have to go around the wrong way because I have to get back to the southwest corner, which is really the corner that I should have been doing the avoda on the first time because that's the first corner that I met as I was coming out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So this is all to be masbir the Gemara, as we just explained. Emavirin ala mitzvos. You don't go past the mitzvah. So since we had to go past it because the pasuk required that I do so, now that I can go back, I have to go back to that corner first. Now, why didn't I do the sprinkling on the southwest corner the first as I walked out of the Kodesh Kedoshim? As we learned earlier in the Gemara, the pasuk itself tells us that I have to walk past the mizbeach before I can start. So I had to walk past it. Since I start on the other corner, which is the southeast corner, then I go back to the corner that the Torah really that I should have been doing first, which is the first corner that I met. So I go back from the southeast to the southwest, and once I'm going in that direction, that takes me clockwise, which is not the right way to go. Let's just finish the Gemara over here.
The Gemara says, V'ibayisayim, because we're in the middle of a sugya, now we're on the top of Nun, Tessam and Aleph. V'ibayisayim, O'isvirulei, Nakafa Beregel, Tukulei Amaloi, Pligi, Diafin, and Pnim Michutz. If you'd actually be walking around the Mizbeach, the same way as the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you would do the same thing. Which means, if I walk around with my feet, I'll walk around counterclockwise, just like I would do on the outside Mizbeach. The Hacha, B'Hacha Miflagi, but over here it's different. You know why? Because Marsav HaKafa B'yad, U'Marsav HaKafa B'regel. There's a machloikis, a fundamental machloikis over here, whether or not, how you get around the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Do you walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or as we saw in the Mishnah, Rebbe Lozor Shita was, that you stand in one place, and you just move your hand around the corners of the Mizbeach. So therefore, since I'm only using my hand, it's not necessary for me to go derech yamin. Right. Everybody agrees, no, I stand in one place and I just move my hand. So again, it's just a question of whether it's the same. Everybody agrees I'm moving my hand, and the question is the hand, the requirements to the direction that I move my hand, is that the same direction as I would move my feet? So now the problem is that it comes out that Rabbi Yossi Aglila, the fact that he says that you're going to the right, he says that you're moving your hand. Does Rabbi Yossi Aglila hold that you actually move around the Mizbeach just with your hand, but you keep your feet in place? Seifa, since the Seifa of our Mishnah said, it was Chulik on the Tanakama. That Rabbi Eliezer first established that you stand in one place and you move your hand around. That means the Tanakama does not hold that you move your hand around, but rather he held you move your feet around. And as we saw earlier on Nun Ches Amud Beis, that the Tanakama Shita is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. So if the Tanakama holds that you move your feet around, that means Rabbi Yossi Aglili also says that you have to move your feet around. So you cannot say that the Machloikas is that everybody agrees that you move your hand, it's just a question of whether your hands and your feet are the same. So we have to go back, like we said originally, which was that the machlekas is simply whether you walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi or whether you just move your hand around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that will make a difference whether you go to the right or to the left. And to finish up the Gemara over here, final answer is b'hakam iflagi marsavar saviv demizbech nimi kisaviv demizbech achitzon. Says, well, it's actually the same. If I'm going around, there's no difference between going around the outside mizbech, which is always to the right, or going around the inside mizbech, and therefore should also be going to the right. That's one way to darshan. However, marsavar and the other sheet holds kulam mizbech nimi b'makaymai b'makaym choda karen demizbech. Since the size of the entire inside Mizbeach is exactly the same size as any one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so the idea of walking around to the right doesn't apply to the one corner. That idea only applies if you're dealing with an entire Mizbeach. And since the Mizbeach HaPnimi really represents one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and on that you would not walk around to the right, you would just stand where you are, so therefore the idea of walking around to the right in the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't apply. Okay, so now the Gemara finally finishes off. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmol, Shnei Kohenim Gedolim Nishtaru, B'Mikdash Rishon. I'll read the word Rishon, it's in the Gemara, it's a major machlekes Rishon, whether it's actually referring to the Beis HaMikdash Rishon or the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. In any event, so there were two Kohenim Gedolim, let's just assume the word in the Gemara is there, so we'll read it, that there was, Rabbi Yishmol said that there were two Kohenim that lived after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Zayim Rabbi Yodei HaKafti, one Kohen Gadol said that when I did the Avodah, I used to do it with my hand. Zayim Rabbi Ragli HaKafti, and the other one says, when I used to do the Avodah, and Uzeh Nimi, I used to walk around with my foot. Zenois and Tam Ledvarav, one explains what he says, Zenois and Tam Ledvarav, the other one explains what he said. Zenois and Tam Ledvarav, when he said that he walked around with his feet, Sovav de Mizbech Nimi, because Sovav de Mizbech HaChitzon, it's the same. Doesn't matter whether it's inside Mizbech, the outside Mizbech, you always walk to the round. Walk around. Then I sent down the dvarim. The other one says, "No, I didn't walk around." Kulam mizbeach panimi b'makom choda keren dechitzon koy. As we said before, the entire size of the inside mizbeach was the same as one corner of the mizbeach hachitzon, and therefore there was no need to either walk around and to walk around at all, and you just use your hand to go around. Okay, we'll stop over here.